Well, if it's warmed cornmeal made up with milk and water, what would you call it?
Oh, you're talking about gruel.
All right. Any other name? Mm-hmm. Any other name?
No, I haven't had.
There are a lot of names for these things.
Is
I just wondered
right?
how many they call.
Kush.
Kush, right? That's
yeah.
one. Uh huh. Indian pudding. Did you ever hear that? That's what they call it in Boston. One of their specialties at this beautiful Durgan Park is Indian pudding, and it's cooked for hours and hours and hours,
yeah.
and it's really very good.
Made out
hasty
of
pudding.
Meal.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of hasty pudding?
Hasty pudding.
Mm-hmm. What do you call peas, beets, and things like that?
Vegetables.
You can grow them in a what?
Garden.
A small plot near the house where you might grow vegetables is a?
Small plot of land.
Mm-hmm.
Is a patch.
Or?
Garden. Or
right.
plot.
Okay.
Garden spot.
What is the particularly southern food that's often served with sausage and eggs made out of corn and
grits?
All right. Any other names for them? All right. What's the starch made from the inside of a grain raised either in Louisiana, Arkansas, or Texas?
The starch?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
It's a staple food of the Chinese and Japanese.
Rice?
What are some names for non-tax-paid alcoholic beverages?
Non-tax-paid?
Mm-hmm. Cheap whiskey.
I don't know. Bootleg?
Mm-hmm.
Moonshine?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, I see.
What else beside moonshine would you call it? If it's beer, what would you call it?
Wine, beer.
Mm-hmm.
Call it beer, I guess.
Well, if it's, would you call it anything besides beer? If it's, you know, if somebody makes it in their home, what would you call it?
I don't know.
They don't do that much anymore, but they used to make beer at home. My father made it at one time. Homebrew?
Oh, homebrew, yeah.
Any other thing for whiskey other than moonshine? When something's cooking and it makes a good impression on your nostrils, you say to someone, just
bake the cake. Just cook something that smells good.
All right. Or just, if you want them to do that, you say, if you can
smell.
Get a good impression. You say, just
smell.
Smell it. All right. What do you call it? Sweet, sticky liquid that you put on flapjacks.
Syrup.
Anything else?
That's all.
Any names to distinguish between syrup and molasses?
Well, molasses is real thick and dark. It's cooked longer than syrup.
All right. Do they both come from the same tree?
You can get maple syrup from maple trees and sugarcane syrup from sugarcane.
And how about molasses? What does that come from?
I don't know.
I don't either. That makes two of us. We should have a third person.
Well, sorghum. We have sorghum syrup, and a lot of people call it molasses, but that's not what they call blackstrap molasses. And you can get it from turnip, a beet, a sugar beet, you know. And I don't know if it's just in the kitchen. My daddy used to make syrup.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Sorghum and ribbon cane.
Mm-hmm.
But he never did make molasses, so I really don't know what that's from.
That is just from boiling it longer, is it, to get a residue?
I would think so.
All right, this isn't imitation maple syrup. It's what? If it's not an imitation, it's...
It must be the real thing.
All right. What's on a belt to tell you it's cowhide and nothing else? It isn't imitation, it's...
It's leather.
Well, how do you know
genuine.
All right, genuine leather. Sugar is sold retail, already put up in packages and wholesale. It's sold...
Retail.
If you sell it in quantity, it's sold how?
By the pound.
What would you say? It's sold like in a big bunch.
What do you call
it? It's sold wholesale.
Mm-hmm. When sugar isn't prepared but weighed out of the barrel, you say it's sold...
By the pound.
What do you have on the
table? All right. It's sold in what?
In smaller quantities.
All right. And if it's sold in a great big, large quantity, you say it's sold in...
Barrels.
Barrels. But if it's not in barrels, it's still just a large quantity. It's a great large...
Package. That's the only way I know about sugar.
Well, if you wanted to buy something that was in a large quantity, whether it's sugar or flour or anything, and you wouldn't have it in packages, you'd want to buy it, you know, by itself. You'd say it's sold in, over here in